Hey, this is Red Band, and you're listening to Kill Tony. Don't forget you can subscribe to Kill Tony on iTunes. It's got its own feed. Don't forget to rate and review the show. Just go to iTunes and search for Kill Tony. You could always download all the podcasts that we do together in one feed by subscribing to Death Squad. Check out Tony Hinchcliffe's website, TonyHinchcliffe.com, for all his tour dates and info. Also, me and Tony are bringing Kill Tony, what you're listening to right now, on the road. We're bringing it to Pittsburgh and Ohio. Friday, November 27th. That's like Thanksgiving week, guys. We're going to be in Pittsburgh. We got a Kill Tony followed by a comedy show. And then Sunday, November 29th, me and Tony will be in Ohio. Same thing, Kill Tony and a comedy show. We got some special guests like Aaron Kleber and Ashley Barnhill and some other surprises. You can also, if you were going to choose one person out of the Kill Tony show to open up for us on the comedy show. So if you want to do a set in front of me and Tony and some awesome other comics, you can win by just going to Kill Tony and trying out your 1 minute. All the information will be found at deathsquad.tv. Click on tour dates. Also, me and Tony are at the comedy store every Monday recording what you're listening to right now. That's a free show, 8 p.m. every Monday in the Belly Room. And don't forget to check out shopsquad.tv. There you have all the Death Squad merchandise, including the original, the first Death Squad shirt. We're doing a small, limited edition reprint of it, but this time it's yellow and black. All right, guys, here's a brand new episode of Kill Tony.
Hey, this is Red Band coming to you live from the world famous comedy store for a brand new episode of Kill Tony Volume 3. You get up for Tony, let's go!
Yeah! Oh, shit. Another packed motherfucking house. Are you guys ready for a crazy night or what, you motherfuckers?
Yeah.
Keep it going for Brian Redband, ladies and gentlemen, on the ones and the twos. Fuck yeah, Ryan J. Ebelt, the house artist, sitting right over there with a blank sheet of paper. He's going to draw tonight's episode. And keep it going for your musical guest and fantastic one-man band, Pat Reagan, ladies and gentlemen. Here he is, live in the flesh. Real quick, I'm going to be in Toronto next week at JFL 42. So if you're listening live from Toronto, go to JFL42.com and buy tickets right now. I'm also going to be in Atlanta and somewhere else. Look at my website. Thank you very much. Brian?
We're going to be for Thanksgiving in Columbus, Ohio and Pittsburgh. Tickets are about to go on sale very soon, so keep an eye out.
Buy those live tickets. Live audience, this is a podcast as well as a live show. So if you're wondering why we're doing plugs in front of you, we don't want you to come to those shows. Those are for the people listening to the actual podcast. It's like from the future or something. You know how it works. I always have a few of our funniest friends on. Normally we have two guests. Tonight we're going with three because they were available. This is an extremely, extremely, extremely blowout special episode. I hope you guys are excited. My three funniest friends in town tonight go by the names of Sinbad, Sebastian, and Jimmy Carr. Listen to this fucking roar! Yeah, motherfuckers. We take Mondays to a whole nother level. A bunch of people, they go out on Fridays and Saturdays. Not this crazy audience. Jimmy Carr.
It's always nice to be introduced as a friend, but I think you're slightly getting ahead of yourself.
You were one of my best pals that I made in Montreal this past festival.
Let's agree to disagree and move on.
Okey-dokey. Jimmy Carr won the Roastmasters Invitational, which was fucking incredible. He lit everybody up in this giant 16-man roast tournament and took home a trophy.
Yay.
Sebastian, this is your first time on the show. So good to have you. One of my favorite comedians to watch, and so fucking cool. I've been waiting for this.
No, thanks for having me. When
when Tony called me up and said there's an immense amount of talent coming through the belly room, I said, sign me up. Let me see what you got. So, looking forward to seeing the talent tonight.
I'm so excited to see you and your reaction to some of these comedians. Sometimes it doesn't go so well for them, and nobody makes me laugh by critiquing something more than you, Sebastian.
That's very sweet of you. Thank you.
And Sinbad is here again, everybody.
Be back in the house, man.
Second time on the show.
Oh, man.
Yeah. We know him. We love him. Sinbad, what the fuck is up?
You know, man, I sometimes get called Sebastian. Sometimes people call me Sebastian. That's a name they come up with sometimes. They don't know my real name. They call me Sebastian, but I just can't wait. Where you talk, I can't wait to see what you're about to do, because I don't think you like them already. I can already tell you don't even like them. You don't even know them yet. You just like, no.
I don't like too many people.
I know, man. I see. I can see, man. He's that quiet kind of British hate people. But it's so done. It's so nice. It's so nice. It's just done with such niceness.
Jimmy, you play nice.
I know. No, go ahead.
He's pure evil.
It's like that Simon. It's like that Simon Cowell. See, only can British people come here and dog us. We're like, oh, I love him.
So true.
Y'all get away with that, man.
Enjoy.
I know.
Murderer's Row Monday night episode of Kill Tony. Welcome, everybody. We had over 40 comedians sign up tonight for the chance to do 60 seconds. Comedians, you know your time is up, that 60 seconds, when you hear the sound of a kitty. Aw, that's adorable, isn't it? That means wrap it up then, or else you're going to bring out the angry West Hollywood bear. The loudest. Yeah. There were some parrots and some broken rocks in that one. So don't run your time, or else we're gonna have to hear those annoying noises. Are you guys ready to start this shit or what? So an uninterrupted, and then we get to say whatever we want, an uninterrupted 60 seconds, and the first comedian that gets pulled out of the bucket tonight, a lot of names in here, goes by the name of Logan Gunselman.
Yeah, give it up.
Hi, you guys. Have you been told what your type is by the opposite sex, like what they see you as? Because I just found out my type, and my type, what I look like, is the Charlize Theron from Monster, but who tried. My face. And my body, people have always described my body as solid. Like, I look like a hardworking single mom already. You know? I don't want to go over.
36 seconds.
Oh, wow, that was really short. Fine, I'll ask you guys a question. How long do you guys think that a cop has to be a cop so that when he sees another cop, his first thought isn't, oh, shit, it's a cop?
There you go. Wow, Logan Gunselman.
Huge fan of Tomb Raider, didn't realize you were funny.
There it is.
I'm sorry I wore shorts. I'm very sorry.
Don't apologize. No. Delightful.
Yeah, that was amazing. Way to kick off the show with a fun 60 seconds. You did the show last week, right?
And
two weeks ago, and then you did the Ice House that Friday. You got a spot out of it.
Mm-hmm.
How are things going? Is your real last name Gunselman?
It is.
Are you committed to that? I mean, I think maybe you should take a note from Sinbad and Sebastian and go with just the
just
one
keep,
name.
Just Gunselman. Just use the last name.
Just use the one name.
Yeah, they won't know if you're a man, woman. They don't know what you are. You get jobs. You know, this is a sexist business. So if they don't know what you are, they go, oh, damn, I'm a chick.
My
first name
is Logan, though. They still
Logan,
don't know.
Logan, yeah, that's kind of Jack. Yeah, you can still use that. Use Logan, too.
Sorry, I'm slightly confused. You were born a woman, yes?
I know. Yes, I was.
I don't see gender, so.
That was, you know, for 60 seconds, that was hard to do. She slammed. Let me tell you. To do a 60-second routine and go and do what she did, I got to give you some love, but that was good.
Thank you.
That was good.
Logan, where are you from?
The San Fernando Valley.
Yeah. Not heard of it.
Hey, I live there, man. I live there, bro.
Sounds rough.
It is rough.
I actually, I grew up in Chatsworth and used to go to the Country Deli.
I was there today. That's still my spot.
Wow. Look
west
at that.
Side. North.
You know
west.
You know Sinbad's Deli off the top of your head.
It
like
was
that.
My dad's deli, and he was like, Sinbad goes there. So
everybody, wow. Everybody over 50. It's an over 50 deli.
Is it called Gunselman's Deli?
Country should deli. Be, but
yeah, it just old. It's an old country. But everybody looks. Smokey Robinson's there. Cedric Entertainer, Brian McKnight.
Wow.
It's because it's the only place. It's the only place to eat.
It's a good deli. I presume you work there, do you, Sebastian?
Yeah, absolutely. Afternoon.
It's wow, that's an interesting list, man. Of people that eat at that deli.
It's the only place to get breakfast. There's no other place to get breakfast.
Is that deli produced by Russell Simmons? The names you dropped were
incredible.
There's
only
incredible.
Four black people. I gave it to four black people to go. That's all. That's all we got.
Wow.
That's all we got, man.
So your dad owns a deli?
No, but sure, why not? Yeah.
Oh,
no, he just ate there a lot.
Oh, it was your dad's deli.
Yeah, it was like he would hang out there.
Oh, interesting. That's fun. Mm-hmm. Sebastian, you ever go to the Valley?
Is this how the show works?
There's no rules, yeah, man. You just
it's just a free-for-all.
Yeah.
No, Logan, really love what you did up there and like the self-deprecation humor. And the shorts really did it for me. And I liked it. It was very good. I thought she was very good. And it was... I approve.
We all liked you. We have nothing.
You know why I like that? Is because you're going to get to see the full character change of Sebastian at some point during the show. Now we've seen Good Cop. It just makes me look... I can't wait for somebody to eat shit up here. Logan, you did too good.
Logan, I don't have a show this Friday, but the following Friday I'd like to have you back at Death Squad because you did such a great job again.
Logan Gunselman got a gig out of it. Follow her on Twitter at A Dirty Guns. There she goes, Logan Gunselman.
Yeah.
One down.
I think you make a very good point about Gunselman.
Yeah.
We need to workshop that.
Yeah, it's an interesting one. Can we punch up Gunselman, somebody? Send your punch up to her on her Twitter at Dirty Guns. G-U-N-T-Z. A Dirty Guns.
Dirty Gunt.
Yeah, a Dirty Gunt.
A Gunt is like sort of an overhanging... Yeah.
Yeah.
I think we have... Yeah, we can't call... Don't call yourself Gunt. Jesus.
Especially a Dirty Gunt. Like, that's like... How does that even happen?
It's very difficult to keep a gunt hygienically.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just the sweat.
Maybe like sliding headfirst into home base or something. I could see getting a Dirty Gunt. But other than that... That's a picture it type of thing. All right. Maybe this personal bomb. Put your hands together for Aaron Marquette, everybody.
Wow, what's up?
People are already laughing. That's a good sign. So it's very intimate in here. I feel like I can be very open with you all. I've recently been considering going to see a psychoanalyst. I wouldn't go see a psychiatrist because I already have a drug dealer. I don't really need another one. Like, I don't want to wait in line for 30 minutes to get my prescription filled. I'd rather just chill on somebody's couch and play video games. I don't want to deal with any HMO unless HMO is just the latest name for chronic. Like, oh, dude, this HMO is so great. I'm going to take a half eighth of that HMO. Okay, this is my first time here, so I didn't know what to expect.
Yeah.
And so that's all I have.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah, you are adorable. Aaron Marquette.
I think he made Sebastian very happy.
I mean, hey, you know, it was lukewarm. I'm sure after Logan, we did see a dip. Not so much in the talent, just a dip in the enjoyment of this gentleman's performance. I'm sure
the horse of truth just came out, everybody. When somebody says something super honest, the horse of truth comes out.
Is that what that is?
Yeah.
Wow, that's cool.
It's one of the running things.
But no, I was basing it off the reaction of the audience, and it seemed like they were a little kind of like, I don't know, kind of like uneven. Didn't know where to go with that.
Jimmy Carr is in firing position right now.
It looks as if your chin is racing your nose. It looks as if it's just won the race. So congratulations, chin.
Holy fucking shit, that's amazing.
Damn, I thought we were talking about people's comedy, not their faces.
I thought that was the funniest thing.
It's hard, man. You know, Logan just set that bar. See, Logan came out, set that bar so high. And then, you know, it's like, you ever seen somebody high jump? And some people hit that bar, they go underneath it?
Yeah.
Or they crash into it? That's kind of what happened. It ain't not your fault. Sometimes you drag that back foot, and sometimes you thought you was over, but you just weren't. You were so close.
Aaron, how long have you been doing stand-up?
On and off for like a few years.
On and off.
Yeah. See, what does that mean? We don't know what that... Comics don't
it
know.
It means sometimes he talks into the mic and sometimes he's off.
Oh.
Is he allowed to talk?
Yeah.
Yes.
I was just checking. I didn't love it, if I'm honest.
What do you mean by on and off? What does that mean to you?
So I was in it for a long time, but then I started grad school, and that took up a lot of time.
What are you studying in graduate school?
Sociology.
And what did you graduate in before you went there?
Sociology.
So you're just doing more sociology?
Yeah. I'm like going to be a doctor.
Of sociology?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, we know that. You're definitely not a doctor of comedy.
No.
But you could use it.
Gosh.
You could use the comedy with sociology. Yeah. But you got to do a little more study of comedy.
Absolutely.
You're fairly well versed in the world of sociology. Yeah. Are there any interesting sociology facts you could share with us?
Yeah.
What is your area of study at the moment?
Oh man, it's like urban sociology.
Urban. Urban sociology.
Yeah.
So would that be on Comedy Central quite late night?
Boom. There it is. The horn of truth. We have different truthiness sounds.
Okay.
I love that you agreed with that, Aaron Marquette.
No, I agree with everything. People have been very polite.
Where are you from?
Minnesota.
Wow. How long have you been in L.A.?
3 years.
3 years. Yeah. You going to USC?
No, San Diego.
San Diego.
Well, maybe you've worked harder.
How do you like it down there?
It's good. I live here now. I'm just writing.
Yeah. The ladies are lovely down in San Diego, right?
I want to know. I'm gay. I don't know.
Do you ever
But even if you're gay, you know if the ladies are lovely. I mean, that doesn't stop you. Like if I'm a straight man. I know if a man's ugly. I mean,
yeah, that's
if
true.
A man's ugly, that's an ugly dude. Whether he was gay or not.
That's true.
Do you ever talk about being gay in your stand-up, or are you just going like shooting for that psychoanalyst angle all the way?
No, I do. I do sometimes. I'm developing some stuff.
Yeah.
But I try not to like use it because like I don't want to be like. The gay comedian.
Right.
You wouldn't, because there's a bunch of them.
Okay.
Yeah. I always wondered what the collective noun for gay men was, but it's a bunch.
A bunch. It's like a gaggle.
Good
a
to
bunch.
Know.
A bundle.
Sure.
Bunch, gaggle.
I always thought it was a gunts. Fuck yeah. Aaron, how often do you do stand up?
So I'm getting back into it. So, like, now, yeah.
How deep are you into it?
Deep? About, like, 7 inches.
Ooh. Whoa, damn. Jesus, look out.
Damn, wow.
That black guy is like, you gotta be fucking kidding me. He just leaned forward, I saw that. Like, get the fuck out of here.
I'm from the Midwest.
What does that mean? Is that a dick-sized thing?
Yeah, like, we're, like, descended from German peasants.
Wow. Yeah.
They're, like, huge. They're built well. Like, even the women. Like,
I get the feeling you know more about dick size sorry, even than me, so yeah. I'm going to let you be right on
thank
that one.
You. One thing I'm competent in.
Do the Germans have bigger... I'm going to my London correspondent.
Yes, I'm from Europe. I'm well-versed. I've seen a lot of their pornography, and yes, they do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Let's go with it. Why not? Let's got to have
is.
A win.
That is the horse of truth, and I've also think I've seen that horse in a German porn, so he got a little excited there. Aaron, well, fuck yeah.
Well, thank you.
Good stuff. Yeah. Nice cool, to man. Meet you. Surprisingly, Aaron is not on Twitter. He did not leave a Twitter handle. However, he did leave a Grindr handle, and let's just keep it moving along. seems like an interesting name. Caesar Lizardo.
What's up? So my name is Caesar Lizardo. I'm a black dude with an Italian name. People get really confused about what I am. I'm what I like to refer to myself as ambiguous. You don't know what type of nigga I am. You know if I'm Egyptian, Brazilian, Drake, Will Smith. I just go with it. Whatever people want to guess, I go with it, whatever. I got into the front seat of an Uber the other day because I'm a weirdo like that. The guy driving, he's this Indian guy. He looks right at me. He goes, "Where are you from, buddy?" I was like, I gave him what he wants. I was like, "I'm from India." He's like, "I knew it. I look at face. You had 100 Indian, motherfucker." He didn't even say percent. I was like, "Yeah, no, no, I'm not." He's like, "But your parents are from India, yes?" I was like, "Actually, they're from Dominican Republic." "Dominican Republic, what part of India is this?" It's not. It's in the Caribbean. Actually, it's in the West Indies. "I knew it, you 100 West Indian, motherfucker."
Caesar Lizardo.
I'm not sure if we need Sinbad and Sebastian with you here. It feels like you could stand in for both of them.
I don't get what that means.
The black Italian
hybrid.
But
I loved you on
you're
Sherlock.
Exactly halfway through. Yeah. Oh, you love me on... What? On?
Oh, no. Oh.
Is it a Benedict joke?
No, you're not.
What?
I'm just kidding.
Have you been in a conversation before?
Oh, God. What's going on?
You went at the wrong man. You
yeah. Just,
yeah. I know. I know.
Yeah.
Caesar, that was incredible. It looked like your can of beer was taking a phone call the entire time.
I had my beer in my hand, and I was trying to record my set at the same time.
Man, let's record. Don't ever walk up and self-record. That just, no. I thought you was reading notes.
Oh, no.
For a 60-second routine. I said, damn.
Also, it's really unnecessary to record a podcast. You know, we're already recording a song.
Next time.
You could just record the recording if you really want to.
I could do that. What's going on?
Fucking love it.
It was good, though. You know what?
Yeah, it was good.
It was good stuff in it. I like how you just kind of off the cuff and tell me how you feel. You know, you got a little natural. How long you been doing comedy?
It'll be a year in October.
Cool, man. I mean, my thing is, I can say that first year, just keep writing because some of that stuff is just natural to tighten some of that stuff up because you got some really good stuff there, man.
I appreciate that.
You just tighten that up, man.
Sebastian?
Yeah, no, I liked it. We looked like he interrupted you during a party, drinking a beer and texting. And, hey, listen, I gotta do a set. I just never saw somebody so relaxed with a beer and a cell phone in one hand. But
he's texting right now.
He's texting.
No, I'm going to Snapchat this shit.
Oh, yeah, no. Get this.
Again, Caesar, I don't think you get it. It's still a podcast.
I know, but it's... But
and
it's
video, so you could Snapchat
it. But it's for my Snapchat.
You can find it, you know what? Instagram it.
Look, see, this is...
That's in better.
That's it. Thank you.
Oh, my God. Look what you did, Caesar.
See, this new social media, man, this is a whole new... This whole new generation, Snapchat, you do.
You know?
Yeah, just...
I don't know. I just get titties on this, you know?
Yeah, I know, but you can get them out in real life, too.
Not me.
Yeah. There he is again.
I wasn't paying close attention, but whereabouts in India are you from?
Dominican Republic, it's in the West Indies.
Sure.
Caesar, you were a lot of fun, man. I mean, if you you can start off any set with a minute like that and have momentum throughout the entire thing. You were throwing nothing but punches, and it was fun. And my only recommendation would be to stop dressing like an out of work umpire.
Strike.
Right. That's amazing that you've only been doing it a year because you just stayed in the pocket and kept going. That's amazing.
Appreciate that.
Again, I wish you would have bombed.
You know, I was trying to bring it. Nothing happened.
Fuck yeah. Our only comedian ever sponsored by Pabst Blue Ribbon.
I know, man.
Drink up.
I love that. Well, you got the blue ribbon today. Congratulations, Caesar.
Oh, thank
anything
you.
Else for Caesar, guys? We good with them?
Yeah, just no more social media on stage. I mean, just...
Yeah.
Yeah, just leave. Let one of your friends... I mean, get a friend.
They up there. I'm up there with all the other comics. What's up?
Yeah, let them go ahead and they'll tape it and catch it for you.
You like my crowd work?
Huh?
Do you like my crowd
work? All right, Cecil, get out of here. Get the fuck out of here. Cecil Lizardo, everybody. There he goes. Oh, he's going in for the handshakes. Please, other people, don't do that. We don't want to shake your hands, but congratulations, Cesar. He's on Twitter at Cesar Lizardo. Can't even imagine, you know. Sebastian, you must hate that, right? Shaking hands with people?
No, that was nice. I was just trying to have a conversation with the kid, and he broke out into a full-blown whatever that Snapchat was. But it's okay. It's the way of the world.
Hey, I'm Roy.
And I'm Maul.
And we're the hosts of the new Rory and Maul podcast.
That's right.
I know you're probably listening to a podcast that you actually like right now, and we just interrupted it with an ad.
That's all right. We're here.
And I appreciate if you didn't hit the 15-second skip button.
Listen to our show where we cover topics like music, movies,
yes,
TV shows, which we love to binge watch.
Of course. Just lifestyle stuff.
And give our crazy stories about our day-to-day lives.
Yeah.
Check us out on the new Rory Maul podcast. Listen to wherever you get your podcast and let us know how you're feeling about our show.
And once you're done listening to this podcast that you actually like, maybe you could check us out.
I pulled another name out of the bucket. We know this guy. He's been on a few times. Put your hands together for Dennis Wilson.
What's up? What's up? Are you talking about Donald Trump? Donald Trump's always so smart, but he still can't figure out he's got the same hairdo as Chucky. I once spent time in a co-ed mental institution. That's hard time because in a co-ed mental institution, can't have sex with other inmates. It's against the law. It's automatic 90 days. I was only supposed to be in there for 72 hours. I was in there for 3 weeks, because in the nut house, I'm a 10. That's all I got this week.
All right, 38 seconds from Dennis Wilson.
I wanted more, man.
I know.
I wanted more, man.
In single-sex mental institutions, are you allowed to have sex? Pardon me? Well, you said in co-ed mental institutions, you're not allowed to have sex.
You're not allowed
but if it's single-sex...
No, you can't have any sex.
Oh, well, that's disappointing.
Against the law to have sex with another mental patient.
Without permission?
No, with permission. So the mental patient can't give permission, that's the whole point.
But bitches be crazy.
Exactly. And they don't know how to tell you they want sex. They just come by.
Oh, so you really were in the mental.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, I'm back.
What were you in there for? Welcome to Kill Tony, everybody, where you can come straight out of a mental institution.
Maybe be on stage. Can we hear more about that?
Yeah. Why were you in there?
I'd like to hear about that.
I got kidnapped by the state of California, by Los Angeles.
Wait a second.
I got kidnapped.
Oh, it all makes sense now.
Because I went for 72
hours. Are you the kid in this napping?
No. I got... Let me see. I'm going to say kidnapped. I got abducted. Because for a 72-hour...
Let the guy talk!
I'm
explaining.
Yeah, he won't explain.
This is hard. I went for a 72-hour hold. And I passed all the tests, but they still, the last test...
You're missing the first half. How did you get to 70... I want to know how you got to the 72-hour hold.
Oh, I was having a bad year.
So that's how that joke starts from now on. Okay.
That's your setup.
It's a 20-minute bit, but I don't have time. I'm working on it.
20-minute bit? You only did 38 seconds, motherfucker. What are you talking about?
And I had a killer ending to that, too, and I just...
But no, you had that what you just did? That's okay. It.
All right.
Yeah, because I didn't know you really was in there.
Yeah, I was in there.
That changed everything.
Yeah. And I was going to tell you that...
Did you get laid in there, then?
No, how do you think I got out? That's why I'm out. No, I'm saying I was in there 3 weeks because I kept almost getting laid. You see what I'm saying? Because
you get points for almost getting something.
Yeah.
Just the tip? Or how do you almost get it?
No. If a girl gets caught in your room, you know, it's a penalty.
Will you only do it in there?
Huh?
We the only dude in?
No, it's like 50 people in there. It's
Jesus. So in that mental institution, chicks are really downs to fuck like that?
Oh, yeah. Look, I'm telling you, they don't even know how to ask you. They just put their Jello on your table, man.
is this place open to the public? Can people who are not committed go?
No,
I would like to go with Sebastian and just go to visit. So if I bring Jello and just put some Jello down, say what's up?
Yeah. It's like Bill Cosby, it's the same move, it's a Jello move.
It's the Cosby move.
Wow. That was a close of my joke.
When else do you get to make a good Jello joke? Yeah. Come on, motherfuckers.
Okay, all right, man.
So they would try to give you their meds? Are the meds in the Jello?
They tried to give me the meds, but I never took them.
What did you do?
I spent my first night in the hole. That's my first night.
Wait. They have a hole in the psych ward?
Yeah, What's that like? It's a jail. It's not a...
You left out all the good stuff.
I know. I want
to
hear the...
I can't give it.
How did you get to the place to go in the hole? What was happening right when they picked you up?
Yeah, what was the last bad year?
When I got in there...
No, before you got there, what was you doing? What was happening? Yes.
I was trying to find out who killed Tupac. It's a lot of hidden lyrics in Machiavelli. Sorry. It's a lot of hidden lyrics in Machiavelli, I'm telling you.
Tupac's dead?
No. No, he's not.
Tupac's gone.
Oh, way to hear.
Shit.
Oh my god.
What a way to break it to me.
See,
I was trying to figure that shit out.
Please keep explaining this process. Where did this start? Like, do you have a bunch of like newspaper clippings on your walls and stuff? You're like putting this together?
No.
What's your conclusion?
I'm trying to get it out by on stage. You know what I mean? Because I never told the story.
Who killed Tupac?
Oh, well. Well, sure.
So you figured it out?
It's in the lyrics. You got to listen to the lyrics.
Who's lyrics?
It's in Machiavelli.
Is that who's that song by?
That's by Tupac.
It's Tupac.
So he wrote a song about who killed him before he died.
Who was going to kill him?
Tupac is a prophet, man. You got to listen to his lyrics.
I need more of this in my life. Yes. It seems to have done you the power of good.
No, it didn't do me good at all. I'm just telling you.
Okay, so you're trying to figure out who killed Tupac.
Yeah, and I listened to Machiavelli too many times.
And then the cops bust through your doors.
No, this is what happens when you listen to too many lyrics. Uh-huh. You get lyrics stuck in your head.
Yeah.
Okay, and that's how you get voices in your head, and that's how you can wind up in a co-ed mental institution, okay? As simple as that. It can happen.
So you kept playing the record too many times?
Too many times, trying to get the clue. You know what I'm
saying? The key is don't listen to the record a lot of times, you end up in a hole with some Jello.
Exactly.
Do you know the bit of the story when you said you didn't take your meds?
Yeah.
It might be an idea to take your meds.
No, I couldn't take my meds, man, because the dude told me... It was a guy drooling on the bench when I first got there, and the dude told me, said, dude, don't take your meds, or you wind up like that guy. So I never took my meds.
Are you sure he didn't just...
No, I'm good. They told you they kidnapped me, man. I was never supposed to even be in there.
How did they find out about this voices?
Okay, look. Nobody ever been on a 72-hour hold.
Yes.
The final test of 72-hour hold is they're going to ask you, can we put a straitjacket on you without you fighting us?
And the key is to say what?
The key is to say, yeah, because I want to go home. But once they get that jacket on you, they take you where they want to take
you. So the key is not to get the jacket on, to say yes, but don't put the jacket on.
Exactly.
Say yes, but don't put the jacket on, and they let you go.
Yeah, but once they put the jacket on me, they just put me on a dolly like Hannibal Lecter and put me in a Jeep and took me.
What?
Yeah.
There's a lot more to this story. There's a lot more here. We're going to have to get that next time.
Hey.
I got to ask one more question.
Yes.
I got one more question.
Yeah.
When the cops arrested you.
No, they never arrested me.
Who kidnapped you?
Nobody. I was taken in.
Did any of this happen?
This happened at USC Medical Center.
How recent was this?
Was
Amanda Bynes anywhere near this situation?
No, nobody. It was nobody's fault but my own.
Okay.
It was nobody's fault but my own. But I'm just saying, I'm a strong person. They couldn't break me. They tried. Trust me, they tried.
Okay. Fuck yeah.
They couldn't break me. I'm
back. In one of the most compelling post-set interviews we've ever had. And I don't know what...
It's a true story, though. I wouldn't lie to you.
I don't think you can make that up.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
This is in El Monte, if you want to look it up.
In fact, I've heard this story before. If you listen to track 5 of Machiavelli from Tupac Shakur, I saw this.
And I didn't tell you there was a lot of weed and coke involved in this, too.
Oh, there it is.
Wow. You gotta be on coke.
There was.
Stay up late night. When you
those were the head. There was some weed and coke involved. He didn't tell us what got him locked up was the weed and coke.
It was doing lines of cocaine off of Tupac's.
So you're listening to Machiavelli and you're hitting it, and you're hitting and Machiavelli, and you're hitting it, and Machiavelli, and you're hitting it, and it's Machiavelli, and then they came in.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, that makes more sense.
Yeah. And then you got out and raided your grandson's wardrobe, and here you are today.
Dennis Wilson, you did it again. There he goes, Dennis Wilson. At DJ Sunset Boulevard, DLVD. I feel like that could happen to anybody. I really do. I mean, what if I know that if I got arrested and they tried to put a straitjacket on me, I'd go fucking crazy, so then they think you're crazy.
Do they do straitjackets in your size?
Just a rubber bands.
To do like a children's straitjacket?
No, it's not called a straitjacket my size. It's called a gay jacket. Get it? Straight gay guys. By the way, I made a were any of these chicks downs to fuck, and only three people laughed at it. And for that, I blame you, audience. Downs to fuck? Ron Jeremy is here, ladies and gentlemen. Put your hands together for the great Ron Jeremy. Comedy royalty. Some guy was in here earlier bragging about having 7 inches, Ron. Can you believe that? These fucking little puppy dogs that we get on this show. 7 inches. Your balls are bigger than 7 inches, Ron. Thanks for coming out. We love them. I once roasted Ron Jeremy in Toronto. I had so much fun doing it. I said, Ron, you're looking a little heavy. You know, you didn't have to eat all those pizzas you fake delivered. You know who Ron Jeremy is, Jimmy?
He's the guy from the Pringles can.
Ironically, he does have a Pringles can. Yeah. But
he uses that as a condom, yeah.
Yeah. Fucking awesome. Holy shit. I pulled another name out of the bucket. He goes by the name of Ramsey Bottaway.
Thank you. I don't really like to travel very much. Whenever I travel, people tend to treat me poorly. I think I figured out why. It's because no matter where I go, I tend to blend in with whatever minority all of the local people don't like. True. Like here on the West Coast, a lot of people think I'm Mexican. When I was living on the East Coast, people thought I was Puerto Rican. When I was in the Middle East, people thought I was a woman. That is the last time I wear a sundress on the West Bank. Never again. I get a lot of people that think I'm a Muslim. I don't know why. Could be my brown skin and beard. It could be the fact that I forced my pet praying mantis to face Mecca several times a day. Thanks. I did a show one time, this woman walked up to me afterwards and was like, hey, are you a Muslim? And I said, no. And she said, good. I was like, why? She said, because I am a total Islamophone with an N.
Is there an end to that?
There is an end to it, yeah. I looked it up, guys. Turns out Islamophone, not a real thing, unless Apple is about to make the greatest mistake of their career.
Fuck yeah. Yeah.
Hello?
So what nationality are you?
I'm Palestinian.
Whoa, yikes.
Regretfully.
Yikes.
I'm still mad at my parents for fucking.
Fuck yeah. Well, you play white pretty well.
Yeah, I try. I try my hardest.
You were born and raised here in L.A.?
Long Beach. Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
I knew I was going to have to follow that. I was like, there's no way they're gonna pick me. And then as soon as he went up, I was like, they're going to pick me next. There's no question. And you did.
Well, what made you think that you were going to be next?
I don't know. Just the energy. I was like, oh, there's no way. That's a tough follow. Mm-hmm.
Surely for a Palestinian guy, a 72-hour hold is nothing.
And plus, Palestinian guys are really good at following things. Like, imagine that guy that had to fly the third plane into the Pentagon, you know? Like, I mean...
That's true.
It's like, it was like just a little blip on the map after the two big centers are already burning, you know what I mean? That's just like, oh, what? The Pentagon? That's fucking crazy. That guy's like, how am I going to follow the World Trade Center? But...
Very, very few Palestinians have ever seen an airplane before, so...
Really?
So, yeah.
Why is that?
Very, very poor country, or sort of country.
Aww.
Yeah, this is... I'm sorry, guys. I didn't mean to bum you out. It's a UN observer state. You'll be...
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to be pessimistic, but I don't think we're going to sort the Middle East out this evening.
I don't think so either, now.
Let's get back to you. How long have you been doing stand-up?
It'll be 2 years in January.
Okay.
Where do you mostly do it at?
Long Beach, Orange County, San Diego, and then...
Lens Crafters.
What do you do for work?
Drive for Uber.
Wow.
A lot of comics. Yeah. A lot of comics drive for Uber, man. A lot of cats are leaving now, working clubs and stuff, and drive for Uber now.
Yeah.
Just take people home right after the show.
Yeah.
So Sinbad, they can get paid to take you to your show.
Think about it. Like guys, a lot of guys are doing bring-ems. They're bringing people into Ubers, to the shows now.
Yeah, I've done it before. Yeah.
When you say a lot of people, Sinbad, things not working out for you.
See, there's a bunch and lots of people. I'll drive Uber just to mess with folks.
I think you should be. You know, you can have the different. You can have the select or the different cars.
No, you just show up. Even don't ask me. Just show up. Say you Uber. Just show up. You see people waiting for Uber. Just show up. Say I'm the one. Because people feel bad about not getting in. That's how you can kill people in America real easy. Because people will get in the car. No, they will. People don't know how to say, oh, I'm sorry, I didn't call you. You just get in. And they'll get in when you kill them. You're like, that's your fault that you died. And you talk about it.
The horse of truth. Yeah, I guess he knows that Sinbad is secretly an Uber-driving serial killer. Yeah. Who would have guessed?
When you drive Uber, do you tell your passengers you do stand-up?
Usually if I'm funny, I'll be like, oh, I do come. But if I'm not funny, then no.
Do you give him like a mixtape? Do you do one of those things? I got a mixtape the other day from an Uber driver.
Oh, really? Yeah. No, I've never done that before. I've gotten a few Twitter followers. That was it, though. Oh, wow. And I think they unfollowed me promptly afterwards. So,
right. You all 5 stars all the way. What's your rating?
I'm at 4.83.
Uh-oh.
Whoa.
What kind of car, though? Are you like the lowest one, like the crazy dude with the car? Or the black, or Uber black?
I drive a Nissan Versa 2012.
Yeah.
Pretty
Uber Z.
Sweet.
Pretty nice car, absolutely.
What's the craziest thing that's happened in your car?
One time, someone tipped me a few months ago. That was...
Oh. Wow.
That's
How much did they give you?
They gave me $10. That was
really interesting.
That's the craziest story I have from Uber, absolutely.
I would never do that.
Yeah, I know most
people. I don't want people breaking that principle. Like, it's a very clear principle. That's the one thing you're not
supposed to tip. No, you can take it. No, they do it now. Like, in Japan, you used to couldn't tip, but now you kind of can tip. But in Uber, you can tip.
No, we just don't want to. That's the reason why we use Uber.
Yeah.
It's really it's funny. People will be like, hey, is there a tip function? Can you guys take tips? And I'll be like, yeah. And they'll be like, oh, all right, man. Well, have a good night. And they'll just leave. Yeah.
Do people ever see you and ask, like, why is this cab driver driving an Uber?
It's right here, baby. It's in my heart. It's in my blood.
What do your parents do for work?
My dad is he owns like a dump truck business.
This sounds shady as fuck.
And my mom is suppressed by a prehistoric religion, and that's it.
Interesting.
Yeah. Pretty angry. I'm very angry at it. Yeah.
You throw rocks at your mom ever?
A couple of Jesus.
Good Lord, Brian.
Yeah.
Wow. Do you?
When she's not wearing...
Well, that's fun, man. How long have you been on stand-up again?
It'll be 2 years in January, so like a year and some change.
Well, fun times.
Thank
fun
you very much, man. Fun to talk to you. Absolutely, back at ya.
Cool, man.
Cool, thanks, guys.
There he goes. Ramsey Bottoli. He's on Twitter, Ramsbad, RAMSBAD. Fuck yeah, we're plowing through it, guys. Everybody's hydrated up here like that. It's all happening. Pulled another name out of the bucket. Ooh, I love this. Here we go. It's a one name. Put your hands together for Jared. Let's change the way we eat.
so my mom and dad are ministers. My mom wanted to abort me, but they didn't do it. They tried to. It was a mistake, and I ended up being born in a gas station. So the first thing I did when my dad pulled me out of my mom's vagina was I pissed in his face, and then I screamed in his ear. Now, I want to get into politics. It's like the NBA for white people. It is. I don't think I'll do well, but it's a dream. You know, I hate my wife. I love her, but I hate her. I want a divorce, but I can't because she's way better at computers than I am, so my life is pretty much fucked. So I was thinking I could get some of LeBron James' sperm. I could drug her, and when she's asleep, I could artificially inseminate her, celebrate the 9 months of pregnancy, and when the baby pops out, it'll be black, and I can give that bitch shit for the rest of her fucking life. And then when she goes crazy, I'll divorce her, I'll take her to court, and then I'll get custody of the kid, and I get to raise one of LeBron James' kids.
Jared, I have never been more disappointed in a guy named Jared. Yeah, I've been sitting on that one for 60 seconds. I almost just wanted to interrupt him with it. Sometimes it's really hard.
So your parents presumably regret the whole abortion thing. Too harsh? What?
Sometimes they're just weird.
I would think so.
Jared, what's going on, man? How do you feel today? You went really fast. There was no segues. It was really interesting, your method to madness. I feel like you did a 4-minute set in 58 seconds.
As planned.
I felt that him and Dennis got out of that 72-hour hold at the same time.
And we did.
Yeah, because you was like, dude, you went places that was dark.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And it wasn't comedy. It was real. You had some real moments.
Thank you. Thank you.
Now, you have two pens connected to your shirt right now.
Well, they're actually pens and stylus.
They're actually...
Stylus. Stylus, pen. Do you want one?
Do you ever write jokes with those pens? Oh, really? Oh. Oh. What is this? Yo Mama Raps? Where's that fucking horn at? Interesting. Sebastian, what do you got for this guy? What do you think when you see him?
I was going to comment on Jared, but Jared's the type of guy, if you said anything maybe negative, he'd stab you in the parking lot.
A pen? Stylus.
With his stylus.
It was great, man. Unbelievable.
Thank you.
Fuck yeah. It's true, Jared. You do look like a school shooter all grown up. I feel like you got away with one earlier on in your life.
I'd like to know more about your history.
Yeah, me too.
Who you are? Where you?
Well, I was born in Atlanta in a fucking gas station.
So that was a true story?
True story.
Okay, so they didn't want you.
Everything was true.
Damn, we should probably try to rewrite that. Not so truthful.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a lot.
So they're both ministers.
They were.
They were. What sort of, what religion?
Retirement.
Retirement ministers?
They're not dead. No, they just retired. They didn't die.
Okay.
I didn't want to.
Because I'm just trying to get with the joke. You was born in the gas station. Were they trying to take you somewhere first? And they stopped to get gas. I'm just trying to think, where were they hurry to go to?
I don't know. They're just fucked up.
I mean, was she already in labor with you? And it was here's the story. Fuck, we're on E. We have to get gas to make it to the hospital.
The real story is pretty much... They went to the Grady Memorial, if anybody knows Atlanta, Georgia.
No. Just keep going.
No, it's a really shitty hospital. And so they went to the hospital and they sent her home.
Oh.
And they said, go to the gas station?
They said, no. Not for a couple of days. No. You're not going to have a baby for a couple of days. So they sent her home.
Okay.
And then she started having the baby. So they flipped it, tried to come back, and they ended up in a gas station on the fucking floor of a bathroom.
Tone, when you asked me to do the show, I thought you'd come up. You do the comedy. We give some maybe advice.
Yeah.
And that was the thing. I had no idea that we'd be hearing about such deep stories. This guy was born in a gas station. He pissed all over his father. The other guy was in the hole.
I like
I'm stunned.
Yeah.
I mean...
It's what I like to call compelling.
It's compelling.
Yeah. It's a little something to mix into all the funny stuff is...
I'm not knocking the show, Tone. I'm just amazed at how people are sharing up here.
Can I ask a question? Because, I mean, obviously, I think a lot of parents considered maybe Planned Parenthood and maybe getting rid of the baby. It's when does that come up in a conversation with a child? When did your parents mention, yeah, we thought about getting rid of you?
Jesus.
I don't ever remember not thinking that.
What year were you born?
1978.
78.
So this is you don't know.
You were almost born in 76 out of 76.
Chevron.
Oh, Chevron, huh?
You seem pretty intense. Like I noticed, like every word is like fuck, and you're angry. And you said you don't really know who told you the abortion story. Is this maybe something that you thought you're like I deserve to be aborted? Like you have a lot of anger in you.
Yeah, I'm a pretty generally angry guy.
Yeah.
Even when I'm happy.
Maybe they weren't trying to abort you. Remember, this is a rumor, because even you pissing his face is a rumor. You wasn't there. You pissing his face could be a rumor.
Could be.
So you're just taking on somebody's word. Did your dad tell you pissed in his face?
Yeah.
Were you doing something stupid at the time he said you pissed in my face?
I would imagine.
You weren't doing anything.
Or like you playing basketball and you scored.
I think I was just trying to breathe. I don't know.
No, what were you doing at that moment he said you pissed in my face? Were you, like, doing some stupid stuff? Or you just home eating dinner like, hey, by the way, you pissed in my face and you're born?
Oh, at what point? No, because, you know, they tell me the story every year on my birthday.
What?
So, okay, now that's what we need. This is a story that comes out every birthday.
Every birthday.
And you go to the house every year, happy birthday. Yeah, I'm hoping to get the story about pissing in the face.
And then they piss the candles out?
You know what you should do next time your dad brings it up to you? Right. Piss in his fucking face. Just go for it. That's do what you to want, do.
Yeah.
Is there any brand loyalty? When you drive, right?
I drive a vehicle.
Do you notice, do you stop in Chevron more often than other gas stations? Is there any kind of brand loyalty?
None.
Do you have brothers and sisters?
Yeah, I got two brothers and a sister.
Were they all born at a hospital?
Well, no. Two of them were born in hospitals. And then me and the other one. I was born at a gas station. My other brother was born at home.
So that's not your fault. This is your family is always late. Your family has a time issue.
Yeah.
There Jared, how come you didn't go by your last name? Just out of curiosity. You don't like it? Or
do I need to put my last name?
No.
I don't know, fuck you, man.
I mean, when you're a comedian, you kind of want people to know who you are.
I mean, I'm just curious if you don't like your last name,
Well, I don't like my first name.
Jared?
Anymore. I used to like it.
Right.
I don't know. I just didn't write it down.
I think you got some good stories here. You just got to sit and work with it.
Yeah.
This is my first time ever doing this.
Okay, all right.
Jared's first time on stage, everybody.
All right.
Sometimes it happens quick.
The one person who
I don't ask how long they've been doing stand-up comedy.
Yeah, this is first. So you got some good stories. You got a lot of being born in the gas station floor, being pissed in the face.
Yeah, this is the stupidest stuff. I just wanted to do stupid shit, get up here, get in front of people, suck. It's okay.
Well, what you should do, since now that we know that it's your first time, is do it more, but next time really, really, really take your time.
Yeah.
You know, so that people can believe you and hear what's coming out and really soak it in, because you're just going way too fast.
Because you scared her. I saw you and said you pissed in the face. She said, I think he's telling the truth, and that's what's scared.
Look, I will never not be scary. It's never going to happen.
I thought the funniest line you said this evening was, I'm angry when I'm happy.
Yeah.
I wanted to ask you a question. What's the thing that's angered you the most recently?
My name?
I mean, other than something as
fuck, dude. I mean,
permanent as
you should
your
do
name.
A bit about that, by the way.
Yeah, I've been working on it, but...
Like, did something happen today where you got fucking furious for a second?
Nothing.
All right.
Have you ever killed a man? I mean, that's what we need to know. Have you ever killed a man or been so close to killing a man and
like,
they came
it
out of
that
it?
That obvious? I don't know. I'm going to have to watch the tape. I thought I was concealing things better.
Okay.
I'm just glad that we've had two out-of-work umpires on this show tonight. It's good to see the third base ump. Maybe second base will get pulled out of the bucket next. What does your Twitter handle mean?
Cali Tree?
Yeah.
It means weed.
Weed? Yeah. Smoke a lot of pot?
I mean, you know, moderate.
Yes, he does. Yeah.
That's a yes. That's definitely. That's a hard yes.
All right, there he goes. Jared, everybody. Jared is Calitree. C-A-L-I-T-R-E-E. He's the one Calitree.
Yikes.
Yeah. It's crazy, right?
Yeah, it's real crazy.
This looks like this looks like a new name. Put your hands together for Richie Gaines.
So I'm a kid of divorce, and when my parents got divorced, they sat me down and they were like, "Richard, it's not your fault." And I was like, I wasn't even thinking that. Like, why'd you even why'd you even bring that up, you know? Apparently whoever's fault it is on the forefront of your mind, you know? And then they got defensive. They're like, "Well, it's not our fault." And I was like, "Well, whose fault is it then?" And we bonded, and we decided it was my sister's fault. It's always been a bitch. Fucking Jewish? No, I'm just kidding. yeah, so how much time do I have?
20 seconds.
So I had some problems. I had to go to a couple AA meetings, you know, Alcoholics Anonymous. I stopped going, though, because they're boring. All their stories end the same way, you know? Couldn't hang.
Very funny, Richie Gaines. Bringing the thunder. I like your style, Richie.
Thank you.
Where are you from?
Washington, D.C.
How long have you been on stand-up?
Seven, coming up on 8 months.
Wow.
Thank you. Thank you, Sinbad.
Yeah. When you get the chance to say it, it feels good. Yeah. I said earlier to Josh, I go, Sinbad is the only guest tonight who's done the show before, and that feels so cool to say. Like, it's just fun to say Sinbad when you get a chance to say Sinbad. Like when you're doing something with Sinbad. Like I almost did it later on when you were texting about you being on your way. Uh-huh. I was going to say it again, and I caught myself. I was going to say, "Oh, no big deal, just texting Sinbad."
You know, it just rolls off. It just kind of
and it says Sinbad on my phone, too. And every time I see it, I'm like, I can't believe it's the real fucking Sinbad.
Yeah.
Like I can't believe that it's actually you on the other end. Like, it's fucking Sinbad. It's
hey,
amazing.
That's so, what we do, man. That's what we do.
I agree with you, Richie. When you get the chance to say thank you, Sinbad, you throw in the fucking Sinbad.
Yeah. Jingle all the way.
How long are you in L.A. for?
I just moved here.
Wow. Congratulations. Yeah.
3 weeks in.
What part are you living in?
Staying with a family friend in Encino.
Yeah,
Encino,
I
just got
to guess. The Valley.
How'd you know?
The Valley's always the landing pad for everybody that comes
it's
to cheap,
it's cheaper. It's family there. It's,
yeah.
When I first got here, first place I stayed was Encino. And I didn't realize L.A. was like 70 and Encino was like 105 degrees. And people in L.A. hated people in the Valley. They don't come visit you. So they won't come visit you. Like, you got to go less distance to come to the city to see them. So you'll get out soon.
Word.
Yeah.
Were you doing anything before you tried stand-up? Because you seemed so comfortable on stage. Yeah. Were you in, like, theater or sales or... are you Jewish?
I did have a sales job. I am a Jew. So you nailed two out of three.
Two out of three. Yeah. I mean, you were great, man. For 7 or 8 months, you got it going on. Where do you get up around town? Or have you even started yet?
No, I launched right in first night I was here. I try to get up 2 to 4 times a night, like, you know, with the lottery, independent, you know, how it all pans
That's
out.
Great.
How long a set would you say you have?
I have about 2 5-minute sets that I put together, because we do 5-minute sets all the time in D.C. and you get to see crowds more, so I was able to put that together before I came out here.
So
about 10
two
minutes.
Different 5-minute sets.
But I mean, I could do 10 minutes pretty much, yeah.
I'd like to have you on the October 2nd Death Squad show if you'd like.
Whoa! Whoa!
Thank you. Thank you.
Ryan Reichel showing some Jewish love. He's the power German over here. Sometimes
That's
he fine. Gives
a... Das ist gut.
Just very good, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, just, I mean, kind of got
what
nothing,
think, Sebastian?
Nothing much to add. Just great.
Was he good, man?
really relaxed, really know your stuff, talk about personal stuff right off the bat. And, yeah, for the young comedians out there, just take a look at kind of how he came in. He owned it. He hit his head on the thing. Didn't bother him. He just went right into it.
Yeah.
And
I really liked that last thing when he said, "You got 20 seconds left," and you pulled out a great joke.
Yeah.
Thank you.
That was pretty classy.
Thank you.
Yeah. You're definitely wise beyond your months.
Oh,
yeah. What do you do for work?
No job right now.
Oh, you're a comic, bro.
Yeah, all comedy right now.
Yeah, man.
I'm trying to not work so bad. If anyone wants to...
Don't work, man. What do you do? Don't work.
I want you to finish
or
that.
Or, like, dog walking. I don't want a real job. I hate serving tables. I did that in D.C. I fucking hate it.
Webcam porn.
Dude, I'm in. If I can work like 2 hours a day and make them, you know.
I think you could probably get a job as Ron Jeremy's stunt dick.
Dude.
That's true.
You're about the right size.
Because he hasn't laughed at anything this whole show. I've been sitting right next to him. He's just deadpan the whole time. Oh, okay. Yeah.
He's,
nice.
He's got a boner right now. And,
all the blood.
He can't laugh and have a rock hard dick at the same time. All the blood, it's either one or the other.
Cool, man.
But no, Ron loves comedy. He's the best. Look at him over there.
Yeah, me and my friends found a porno tape called Gazongas and someone's trash. And we watched it together. Starring you, buddy.
Wow, there you go, Ron. One man's trash is another man's jerk off.
We watched
tape.
It together. 11 years old, I saw your Jewish dick.
Wow. Yeah. I love that. Fuck yeah.
Was that a separate story at the end?
You know, I saw it and just the nostalgia came back, man. All those good times with my boys watching Ron Jeremy. Fuck.
Wow.
Yeah.
I love your style. You just keep it honest. You really love it.
How very Proustian.
How old are you?
I am 25.
Young
yeah,
dude, man.
I got a baby face. Proustian, very British, to go with the poetry reference.
What do you think, Jimmy? Jimmy, would you consider him very British?
What, Proust? No.
Proust? Yeah, no, but to make a poetry reference.
It's prose, famously prose.
God damn it. Fucking University of Maryland English. God damn it.
Hey.
Try to be quick on my feet. One time.
Yeah. There's a showbiz maxim. Leave him wanting more.
There you go.
I'm learning. 8 months.
Fuck yeah.
Good job, right. Man. It was good
thank
job.
You.
Yeah.
Good job
to me. There he goes. Richie Gaines. Richie Gaines.
I want to name a quick. Ron, you've done stand-up, right?
Yeah.
You've got them done stand-up, right?
Yeah.
Cool, man. Cool.
Yeah, let's go, Ron!
Fuck yeah. He does stand-up, yeah. Missionary, and doggy style.
Huh?
He used the term Jewish dick. It's a known fact up to World War II, only Jews got circumcised. In 1945, all Americans got circumcised, which makes 1945 the cutoff date! Come on, you
Oh, there we go.
Oh,
Ron Jeremy. Fuck yeah. Fuck yeah, he's got jokes, people. He's getting a little fucking cocky over there, isn't he? Who just said heyo? Leave, whoever just said that. Heyos get ejected. I pulled another name out of the bucket, and his name is Adam Allgood.
Woo! Yeah!
Hi. My name is Adam Allgood. I'm not a religious man, but I will say this. If Jesus ever does come back, like he said he would... and I'm the first dude to meet him, I'm going to grab him, I'll trap him in my basement, I'm starting a wine company. That's zero overhead. No more barrels, no more stomping. All I need is water and shackles. That's it. I already own both those things. You know what the best part of that deal is? he has to forgive me. He has to. There's that saying on how to please a woman. It goes two in the pink, one in the stink. It's a dirty phrase. You've all heard it, I'm sure. And I was like, why isn't there a phrase on how to please a man? We love pleasure too, right, guys? You guys like pleasure? So I came up with my own phrase for men. It goes zero in the schlong and five in the asshole.
Fuck yeah. Adam Allgood. Wow. Damn. Fucking funny, man. Where are you from?
Reno.
Reno. Reno. Really? You've just been marinating out in Reno.
Hey, Tony Inchcliffe. Tony Inchcliffe. This is my best friend.
Really?
He's my best friend in the world. I'm Allgood.
Wow. That's
my
incredible.
Writing partner.
That's great.
This guy.
Get the fuck out of here.
You a top or a bottom for me? Pat?
Oh. You know, I haven't decided yet.
Switch.
Top. Switch. Top. Whatever you want, I guess.
Adam,
you know.
You're hilarious. That's Thank so you. Funny. How long have you been doing stand-up?
Just pushing like 4 years now.
4 years?
Yeah, yeah.
And you live in Reno still?
No, I live here.
That's Take great. How long have you been here?
Since I was in college. I mean, I didn't start. I was like 18 when I went to college down here. Okay. And then I just stayed and didn't start doing stand-up until after I graduated, which is about years ago.
Do you do a lot of spots?
Do a lot of mics, and I don't do a ton of like club stuff, I guess.
So funny.
At that point,
you know,
I should. I mean to do more, but yeah.
Anytime I hear 98% of the time that I hear a Jesus joke, I hate it. And that fell into that 2% where...
I think it really helped that you look like a painting of Jesus from the Middle Ages.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Either that or if Tom Green got hit in the face with a shovel.
Yeah. But
exactly. I've heard both those things.
I bet.
Yeah.
Especially, I'm guessing, the Tom Green with a shovel thing
a lot.
Yeah,
every
right?
day of my life. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right after people say it's all good, then they say you look like Tom Green got hit with a shovel.
Right. His last name really is All Good.
Yeah.
That's fucking incredible.
Yeah, it's pretty awful, yeah.
What? So you really don't like it?
What? Oh, well, just the constant joke, it's all good, my entire life.
Other than that,
it's great.
Would that be a good porn name? Would his name be a good porn name?
All Good.
All Good?
You're a pet in the street you
lived on. Okay. Yeah. That won't work.
I killed all my pets, so.
Yeah, I love your sense of humor.
This is my writing partner, man.
I can almost tell because there's like this fun fucking darkness. One of my favorite parts of that set was just you saying that you own both of those things. I think we all pictured a creepy pair of shackles right, just sitting empty right now in your basement.
I keep them in like a dirty cooler.
Oh. See that? He really paints a picture.
Yeah, right?
Makes the shackles even creepier than a normal pair of shackles.
Yeah.
My favorite Adam Allgood joke is like this extended rant about IHOP, about how they make their pancake batter and how they have rats, like human-sized rats, chained up in the basement, and they milk the rats into a vat of pancake batter.
And that's the IHOP pancake batter. It's about a 20-minute joke.
Wow.
Is that better when Allgood does it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Definitely. Definitely better.
Fuck yeah. Batter up. Adam, what do you do for work?
I worked in an office, and I recently quit that job. So now nothing right now.
What was the office job?
It was medical billing.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah. Do you ever call people and ask for the money?
No, we never had to do that. It was more just like people calling and like make payments and shit like that.
Okay. Oh, people were just willingly to pay.
Yeah, I mean, we'd like send statements, but we weren't like calling, like hitting them up for money and stuff like that. I'd be like, you got to pay your bill. It was more just like we'd send statements.
So your doctor is like, if you want to pay, you can?
I guess so, yeah. I mean,
who's the doctor that you work with?
I mean, they were just anesthesiologists. They were like all over Southern California.
Okay.
Were any of the people that would call you, would they ever drop the, oh, it's all good. Did they get that?
Like, I mean, they didn't know my last name, but if they did, I would charge them even more, probably.
If I had that last name, I would answer the phone with my full name. I'd be like, Adam, all good here. It's all good.
Actually, the coolest, my dad was a doctor, and the coolest thing I ever heard was just, I would go to his work sometimes and just hear him get paged. It was the coolest, like, paging Dr. Allgood. I was like, that's fucking awesome, Dad.
Much better than Doctor, you're gonna fucking die.
Yeah, exactly.
What kind of doctor was he?
He's a radiologist.
Oh, that's a tough one.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's not that. They just read pictures and shit, you know.
Interesting. I probably would have, by the looks of your face, I would have guessed you were around a lot of radio activity. Maybe that's how that happened.
He brought me to work every day. I didn't go to school. Next to the X-ray machine.
Anything else for Adam? All good, guys?
Good job. I very much liked how dismissive you were of your father's profession.
Yeah, it's
just looking at pictures. This is tough.
No, I very much respect his profession. He's a wonderful man.
Yeah. You talked about him like he was an Instagram celebrity. Yeah, he just takes fucking pictures. And yeah. They pay him tens of thousands of dollars.
I Instagram all his x-rays that he reads. You know, I get a lot of faves.
I usually don't do three in one show, but I would love to have you October 2nd.
Whoa.
Awesome. Hey, I'll do it. Thank you.
Adam Allgood, anything for Sebastian?
Yeah.
What do you got?
One last thing. Just love the way he came and started, took a beat, gave his name. Timing was really nice.
Yeah.
It's good.
Yeah.
Good stuff,
I think a lot of people overlook that. Like, those first few seconds are so critical. It's one of the things that I love about watching you, Sebastian, is you're so fucking smooth when you first take the stage that it makes people lean forward. I see Lainey, Comedy Store super guru, that comes to every show laughing. She knows.
Oh, sweet.
The transition from whatever the last guy was to Sebastian, you know, coming up, it's always fun. He knows how to switch a room and turn it into your tone.
I just like to marinate in the silence a little bit and then just kind of go into it, and you did that.
Right.
And you have a fun look about you. The audience was laughing before you even spoke, so.
Thank you.
True.
Yeah. I try to do that, for that.
You're funny, and your face is hilarious.
Yeah. You have Mr. Potato Head here, yes?
What?
Is that a thing here?
Mr. Potato Head?
Yeah.
With all the pieces?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, you've got, they're all there, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I have all the pieces.
Well, there he goes. Adam Allgood, everybody.
Adam Allgood. Thanks, guys.
He's on Twitter at AllGoodAdam. Guys, every single week, we have two regulars on the show, and one of our regulars is in Paris, France right now, the great Ali Makovsky, who just celebrated her 20th birthday. And she's not going to be able to make it on the show here tonight. However, so we're going to go straight to our other regular. Now, this is a young lady who we had two regulars before for 2 years, and they
Why are they regular?
They write and perform a new 60 Seconds every week, whereas everybody else gets pulled out of the bucket. Those two wrote and performed a new 60 Seconds every week. Well, a few weeks ago, those two went down to the original room. So now they do a longer set every week on the show downstairs instead of being on this show. So we have two new regulars. One's in Paris, and the other one's here right now on like her fourth or fifth appearance, writing a new 60 Seconds each week. Very new, always fun, the always nervous, goofy stylings of Melissa Esslinger, ladies and gentlemen.
Hi. So I had to go to the dentist today. If I seem angry, it's because I am. If I don't seem angry, it's because I'm not really good at being angry. But I discovered that when I'm angry, I suddenly think that I'm like the leader of the world. So I was driving after this. I had a root canal. It was whatever. And I was stopped at a four-way stop sign. It wasn't even my turn to go, and I was like, yeah, go ahead. All right. And, but the dentist, while he was drilling metal rods into the back of my mouth, he was like, it's just like chilling on your couch at home. And I was like, no, if I'm getting drilled on my couch at home, it's because I wanted it, and I didn't pay $2,000 for it. Thank you.
42 seconds. So this really happened. You really went to the dentist today.
Yeah.
I know because you texted me. I have to get a root canal. I don't know if I'm going to be able to perform tonight.
Yeah.
And I said, plow through it.
That's a true comic, man. Get a root canal, come work.
That's right.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, I once performed the day after having my wisdom teeth taken out. It was fun.
Were you a smart?
I fucking murdered.
Cute, man.
And I remember specifically because I was still on pain pills, and I never like do any drugs other than smoke pot every single day, and I felt so fucking good, and I could totally fall in love with those. Like, I totally could see how so many artists just
addicted,
fucking love it. Oh my god, it makes you so warm and cozy.
They tried to just give me Motrin. I was like, I I'm not going to pay for something I already have in my medicine.
So are you on painkillers right
no.
now?
No, just in pain.
They just shot it up with Novocaine?
Yep.
What's your dentist's office like? Is it one of those creepy ones?
It was creepy, and the guy was from Hungary, and he had
oh, no.
bleach blonde hair, but it was clearly, like, dyed.
Did he blonde. Try to human centipede you?
Maybe. I don't have a response to that.
Melissa, always nervous, always
I know. Are you always nervous? You look like you
I am. This is actually pretty good.
it gets worse than this?
Yeah.
When it's worse, what's happening?
It's getting better. I shake a lot. I stutter a little bit more.
What are you scared of, these people?
No. I get distracted easily. This part. Sorry.
I'd be scared of that guy if I was scared of anyone.
Yeah.
He looks like a threat.
I don't know. I think I almost failed my college public speaking class because I would shake so much. When I get in front of people, that's what happens.
Have you written stand up about getting that nervous?
I've done a little bit.
It's a really interesting sort of area because it's obviously most people that get that nervous would never think of doing. It's quite counterintuitive.
Yeah.
To think I'm very nervous, I shake a lot. I tell you what I'll do: stand up.
Yeah.
Right.
It's sort of obtuse, but it well is. Done.
Thank you.
Can you go over your first joke again? I didn't really quite understand the stop sign one.
I just noticed that I was really pissed off today one because I should have just got the tooth pulled because now I have to pay for a year on this thing and that sucks. But I noticed that I waved somebody to go, but it wasn't even my turn to it was a four-way stop and there were still other people that got
there
before me.
But you were angry, so you were being polite.
Angry, so I was like, "Well, yeah, go ahead. Just I don't know. I don't know really."
I understand what she's saying.
Yeah.
She was so mad that I know I'm supposed to be last, but I'm gonna let you go first anyway. You ever been? That's that kind of attitude you get sometimes.
Right. So you're basically telling them to move along.
I allow you to take the spot you're supposed to have in the first place.
Yeah. Ah, I was regaining control of my life after the dentist.
You frame it in such a grand way. I was retaking control of my life.
Now, Melissa, this is what, your fourth or fifth week as a regular?
I think, fifth. Sorry.
Fifth. And what's funny about Melissa is once she became a regular on the show, she started texting me regularly. It's this really funny thing. She's like this little shelter puppy. And it's the most adorable thing. I get these updates every night.
Every 5 seconds.
It'll be did a spot tonight, wasn't so great in the beginning, brought it back around towards the end. I get these constant, I'm like a head coach, watching film. It's so funny. And it's so fun to be a part of. Because she was so nervous her first time here 5 weeks ago.
I could never imagine that.
no, a whole nother fucking level. This is rock star shit. What's happening here? Because her whole voice, her everything was shut down. It was really interesting, but she killed with it. So it's interesting. I almost wonder if you're getting a little bit too fucking comfortable, Melissa.
Oh, no.
I'm kidding. If the crowd reacted weird to that. I'm sorry, Melissa. You can't scare Melissa, everybody. Look at her. Fucking animals.
Why'd you want to do stand-up? Because it makes you so nervous. Why you want to do stand-up?
Well, it's kind of weird. I've always loved stand-up. I grew up watching Def Jam comedy and all kinds of stuff. But I like to talk. I think that's why. Here's why. I found that all the things that I do that are unacceptable socially, that are awkward, it's okay on stage and people like it. So
cool.
What do you do that's socially awkward?
This kind of stuff. I don't know. I don't know. I talk a lot. I talk too much usually.
No such thing.
I think I usually, if I see something or I feel something, I state it. I don't really have a filter.
We share. We have ADHD.
Yeah.
That's what that's called.
Yeah.
we see something, and we can't lie about stuff, and we say it, but we get it out.
Yeah.
But we don't carry it. That's why we let people go ahead of us, even though they should have gone ahead of us. We let them go anyway, because we're in such a hurry to go. I'm going to let you go anyway, because I usually roll through. Now you know what I'm talking about.
It's a high five from Sinbad, yeah. Right?
That's
right.
Awesome. Yeah.
That's the ADHD high five. That's something else.
Jimmy, what do you think about Melissa?
I liked it. So it's what, 5 weeks of kind of coming here doing a different minute every time?
Yeah, I've done comedy for just over 4 months now.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think talking about the nerves and that thing, I think that could be a really funny routine.
Oh,
just to kind of go further down that road and talk about being nervous and not being well suited to this because you get nervous.
Yeah.
It's kind of, that's quite fun. Because I think it's very relatable to maybe not to an audience full of comedians, but when you're talking to an audience, they're thinking, most people in a comedy club are thinking, I could never do that.
And they
you kind of up there going, Jesus, I don't think I can. It's fun.
And you don't need to worry about focusing on it too much because that's the type of thing that you'll always be able to talk about because you are nervous and the audience does sense that. So if you're calling out the elephant in the room, then you got it. It's like the guy that said earlier, like, I don't want to be known as the gay comedian. Well, he sounded gay the entire time.
I wasn't going to say that. I wasn't going to say that. I was trying to be so right. I was trying to be so politically correct. But I want to say, I know.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
We all faked shock.
Yeah. So instead, we're all thinking it, and it's like we're not getting around to it, but people are still going to think of him as the gay comic that didn't talk about being gay. So you might as well talk about being nervous.
Yeah.
Wait. You know, you just said that in your voice, yeah?
No, yeah. No, I know. I know. I know. And by the way...
I know. I know, right? I know.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
And I talk about it right from the top of my very important sets. Is I acknowledge it first because that's what happened. Is the first few years of me doing stand-up, people would come up to me after my set and be like, "I just have one question for you. Are you gay?" And it got it so often.
I don't even think you're gay. I think you're like the new portable gay.
Portable gay?
Like a little handy.
Oh,
size.
You son of a bitch! It's actually true, guys. Just open for butt fucking. We made it through. Melissa Esslinger, everybody, is on Twitter. Melissa Esslinger. Another brand new minute. This is the part where we see the drawing of tonight's episode from Ryan J. Ebelt, the amazing artist who drew this picture from the start to right now of this. Look at that. That's you guys. Jimmy Carr, Sebastian, Sinbad, Brian Redman. Pat Reagan's on Twitter at Patty Reagan, Josh Martin at Josh Martin Comic. Thanks, Pat Reagan. What do you guys want to promote? There's over 100,000 downloads on this podcast per episode. This one's going to get like 200,000.
I'll be in Seattle at Bow, Washington. Actually, it's outside Seattle this weekend at Skagit Casino.
Yes.
So come check me out.
I'll be in Seattle too, man.
What's that?
I'm coming to Seattle too this weekend.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I'm coming. I'm going
to
Tacoma. I'll be in Tacoma. I'll be in Tacoma, man.
Tacoma.
Yeah, I'll be in Tacoma, man. Yeah.
Hang out with them. I had dinner with Sebastian on
We go through, man.
Friday night.
We'll go to that Flying Fish place. They throw some fish at us.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Some grunge, rock.
Sinbad Bad. You're Sinbad Bad on Twitter.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Sebastian Comedy on Twitter. Sinbad, anything else you want to promote?
Seattle, I'm going to do a... I got a band called the Stank Nasty Band. We play funk.
I got to come up and see that. Yeah, you guys play in the Valley, right?
We play in the Valley. We play on the road, man. We're going to do a...
The Stank Nasty?
We're so stanky, we nasty. So I know from...
Britain. That was the name of my band.
I know you're from like Britain. Y'all don't get that. Y'all like, stanky. We're stank nasty. We're so nasty, we're stanky. I know it makes no sense where you're from. But here in America, we're so nasty, we're stanky, man.
One of my best friends of all time, Jimmy Carr, was here tonight, everybody.
I'm ready for my... Yeah.
Jimmy, anything you want to promote? What's coming up?
Yeah, I'm managing a band called the Stank Nasty.
Yes.
A show.
I love you guys. Thank you so much for being on the show. And thank you to the live audience. Special shout out once again to the great Ron Jeremy up there.
Ron?
He's got a flip phone, ladies and gentlemen. I just saw that. I can't believe you have a fucking flip phone. You son of a bitch. Guys, thank you so much. That's the show. Thank you.
Yeah!